they fight for the wealthy and well connected. But there aren't enough millionaires to get them elected. So by keeping the workers fighting each other through using divide and conquer, they can force their will upon us. Fanning the flames of our division into a too distracted to realize the win. And if they're keeping the people fighting each other by using divide and conquer, they're forcing their will upon us.
Let's begin with the ruling elites of the upper classes and the ways they keep their positions as masters of the masses. They have their own set of laws, don't even live among the public. The connections give them power, and the money buys injustice, setting the rules of society, controlling the resources that we need. The architects of every war, greed fuels the policy. Their investors are military leaders and the bankers, the hidden political donors, CEOs and money changers, controlling every industry from science to entertainment. They craft your American dream, profit from your attempts to gain and making a fortune off of their policies and the lifestyle they sell, holding the wealth of entire regions, keeping it for themselves through tax havens, subsidies and government contracts. And by looting poor nations they know can't fight back, and cut services to the workers and the poor to pay for it, while convincing the workers to blame each other for the bad fortune, using politics to keep us fighting each other instead of acknowledging the social Darwinists, believing the rich is living dominance like neo-colonists, controlling the world's their true purpose. The ruling class is waging a war to keep us as their servants.
They fight for the wealthy and well connected, but there aren't enough millionaires to get them elected. So by keeping the workers fighting each other through using divide and conquer, they can force their will upon us. Fanning the flames of our division into a too distracted to realize the win. And if they're keeping the people fighting each other by using divide and conquer, they're forcing their will upon us.
Yes, you have the middle class who work themselves out of poverty. They typically stay employed in their homes with families. They're educated taxpayers who refuse to finish last, play the game and pay their dues. American dreams within their grasp, and their goal to be financially secure, but they feel a hidden hand holding them back, keeping them just above the poor. So they sacrifice their dreams in order to help their children rise, literally working themselves to death in order to keep that dream alive. And that's exactly how it was planned to be, to keep you working in factories or industries controlled or owned by the ruling elite. The cycle's complete when they trap you in a mortgage, credit cards or student loans, that you're forced to work your entire lives to keep the things you think you own. And that's why you consider the cash cows of the ruling classes getting robbed by inflation, energy costs and property taxes, rising tuition for your children while the bankers raise your pensions during the latest financial crisis that was designed to keep you in prison. Now your retirement funds are gone, worked your life away for nothing, then the politicians come manipulating your pain and suffering, then directed at all the workers instead of the wealthy who deserve it. And this is exactly how the wealthy make you their servants.
They fight for the wealthy and well connected, but there aren't enough millionaires to get them elected. So by keeping the workers fighting each other through using divide and conquer, they can force their will upon us. Fanning the flames of our division into a too distracted to realize the win. And if they're keeping the people fighting each other by using divide and conquer, they're forcing their will upon us.
This brings us to the lower class, it's no disrespect, but we're the poor and the ones living check to check. Cause the biggest threat to our rulers is an educated and united public. Cause when the masses know the truth, revolutions and the corruption, so their plans to keep us quiet, uninformed and unexcited, instigating petty rivalry so the workers are now divided over religion, race and gender, feeding us lies by the hour, wasting our anger on each other while those cowards stay in power, flooding communities with drugs cause they keep us sedated, then distract us with porn and other forms of entertainment. And the propaganda channels feed us the lies they want us to believe, teaching us to hate the enemy so we'll fight in the wars of greed. But the media never mentions that our targets are defenseless, or the billions that the wealthy stand to gain from these decisions. Instead they show us a high life until we're more concerned with movies, sports and music. They care for what's going on in the world, on celebrities like idols, the salesmen of the wealthy, handpicked to endorse their products and a lifestyle they're selling, making you think it's cool to break laws, get high and pimp women. Then they target those who do it to fill their for-profit prisons. Those who wanna fight against them are afraid for their children, working full-time and still barely able to make a living. So they're grateful to our masters for the crumbs that they're given, and that's why the wealthy don't have to listen, cause they're winning.
They fight for the wealthy and well connected, but there aren't enough millionaires to get them elected. So by keeping the workers fighting each other through using divide and conquer, they can force their will upon us. Fanning the flames of our division into a too distracted to realize the win. And if they're keeping the people fighting each other by using divide and conquer, they're forcing their will upon us. They fight for the wealthy and well connected, but there aren't enough millionaires to get them elected. So by
keeping the workers fighting each other through using divide and conquer. They can force their will upon us, fanning the flames of other vision, and too distracted to realize the wind.